suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
Hey, does this mean he has to start? Because he's never going to tell us. He's never going to tell us his last name.
It's really difficult
to say. No one can know!
I don't mind sitting on the end if anyone wants to switch, but...
I can move too, it doesn't matter.
She's like, I don't know who's moving where, but I'm taking somebody's lap.
I think she wants to be in the middle,
I think
so.
She does. She does like, I was just telling him, she likes being thrust up against somebody. She likes that.
Oh,
excuse me. That was awesome.
I did.
Be nice.
Aww, hey.
What's up with you?
She's wow. Old and angry.
Wow. So. She's old and angry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Anyway.
Do you notice that the cat just sort of disappears because she's dark and the couch is dark? It's kind of impressive. Say hi, Scraps. Right here. Right there. Yeah, see,
I'm
now
like,
you can
is
kind
she
of see
there?
Yeah, she's there. You can see her. See, there are her ears.
I see little ears.
What about her accent? Like, I've been hearing different things.
Yeah, I don't know that it's been officially confirmed yet, but I think she's going Yorkshire, which makes me really happy, because that's her natural accent,
okay.
And it's
yeah.
Precious.
No, they should go her natural accent.
Yeah. I think so. I think now that they've gotten over their whole, like, the doctor has to have this same exact English accent.
Yeah.
Like, since Peter Capaldi can now be Scottish,
right?
I think Jodie Whittaker gets to be Yorkshire. And, yeah. And they let Christopher Eccleston be Northern, so.
Yeah, and I remember they, like, called that out. They're like,
yeah.
Like, you're an alien from another planet and you have a northern accent. There's a lot of Norths.
Yeah, it's like all planets have a North. It can happen, yeah.
Yeah.
There are other Yorkshires.
Apparently that was how Capaldi knew they were going to get a female doctor.
Because
the place
that.
He bought his pants from,
yeah.
They called him and they're all like, hey, the BBC is ordering your pants. But this size.
But they were in like a really small size.
Yeah,
and
he's like, oh, that's a woman's
that's
size.
That's probably, that's gotta be a woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because I want to do that for Star Wars too.
Watched, I've only seen that initial trailer. I haven't watched anything. Every time the trailer
either.
Comes on TV, I turn the TV
I
off.
I haven't either.
When I went and
I
saw Thor,
yeah.
I sat in the theater
yeah.
with my eyes closed and my fingers on my
ear. No, you didn't. Did you really? No kidding.
I'm like rubbing my ears to
yeah.
like make more noise.
I haven't seen that last trailer. I haven't seen
yeah.
it. That's what I'm saying. It's like, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, there should be, who's the Facebook guy? What's his name?
Mark Zuckerberg. Okay.
Hey, so Mark Zuckerberg, this is what you should do. You should have a way to like block notifications for specific topics, not just pages.
That's a good idea.
Because that's
yeah.
what you were talking
yeah,
about, right?
Yeah, I was saying pages.
Like block
like I'm
notifications
by
from
Doctor Who pages.
That makes sense. Plus, there's a lot of useless people who don't tag their stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know that you can do much about that.
Yeah.
What you need is like they have on Twitter where like things can trend even if they're not hashtags.
Right.
Like if. That can still in the algorithm like show up. There should be a way to just sort of like
get rid
that
of that. Yeah, yeah.
At his age, now he's all over
there,
the place.
There are a
now.
Lot of those kind of actors.
Yeah.
There are a number of those
yeah.
actors that look. I didn't start acting until I was 50. It's like
yeah.
Jesus. Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I read Ron Perlman's autobiography,
mm-hmm.
and he talks about like when he was first starting out, it was so hard for him to get work. And like,
just because he's so unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, his first like manager or agent was like, "Okay, I'm gonna be able to get you shit tons of work when you're like 50.
Wow.
But until then, it's gonna be
just
hard.
Gotta, yeah.
It's gonna be really hard. But when you hit 50,
yeah.
I'm gonna get you everywhere.
Is that the same guy?
I actually don't think it is.
No. But it's a good call. Yeah.
Yeah. My battery's almost dead, so I can't.
I'm at 45%. I'm better than you.
I think, actually, the second Doctor is incredibly dark, but I think he hides it really well. I think he's incredibly manipulative, but I think that he does it in a way that you kind of don't realize it until, like, well after the fact. You're like, oh, hang on a second.
See what he did there?
Because he's actually... his whole thing is, like, figuring out how to do everything while everyone thinks he's the bumbling idiot.
Right,
yeah.
right.
I saw a lot of that in 11, and I saw a lot of the manipulation in 7. I think 7 didn't care enough to hide it as much.
Yeah.
He's like, I need to use you to do this.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there is an actor that looks like a young John Hurt.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe that could.
Well, I'm positive there's an actor who looks like John Hurt. Yeah. There's an actor who looks like everybody. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But, like, I'm wondering if that would be a better way to go than, like,
you know. I mean, you know that, right? She actually died, like, 3 years ago. We've been doing... This is an actor. This is an actor doing reset. Paul. Yeah.
Paul. I like Paul.
I saw a shot of what was supposed to be Polly, and it looked a heck of a lot like her in the trailer.
Your cat just untied your shoe.
Your cat just untied
like really well.
Very, very well. I mean, like that. Yeah, like that. That was really impressive.
I didn't even see it. Like, I saw the cat sniffing, and I'm like, wait, the cat totally pulled the shoe apart.
That was awesome.
There's another cat down there that you can't see.
Down there, you can't see her.
It's Domino, and she just untied recently.
There she is, right there. She goes right back to the shoelace. She loves shoelace. She really does.
I think she's just realized we're here.
Yeah. She's like, oh,
wait. Oh, God, they're paying attention.
She's
to
like,
what
wait, what's up? Is something going on? What's yeah. happening?
She's going for
now
your
she's
shoe.
Going for your shoe.
Do it. If she does it, I'll be really impressed.
She really loves shoelaces. <That's true. laughs> Nope, she's just going to untie both of yours.
There you go.
And then she's going to tie them together.
Your head trip.
Shot yeah. his missing Shada scenes recently, so they're releasing
yeah.
that now.
Well, it's mostly animated, isn't it?
It's yeah. some animation, yeah. yeah. And yeah. I think they maybe have maybe Mala Ward's involved in it too, because it should be her Romana.
I saw a clip of him talking about it, and he just looked so animated that he was like, "Hey, yeah. I'm yeah. doing this." It's like,
yeah. which is really cool to see.
It's really
like,
cool.
That was a long time ago, and yeah. sometimes actors are like, "Oh yeah, it was one of my many, many jobs," but
exactly.
he did it
yeah.
for so long,
so
and
long.
And to see him still
yeah. excited about
and he just
it.
Loves it
yeah.
so much.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
very cool.
Yeah.
Because we get that excited about it, but you're yeah. like, oh, I wonder if like the cast member mm-hmm. actually cares that much. He mm-hmm. cares.
Sorry, no, I get I'm bummed sorry. Out about Eccleston, too, because, like, he never wants to talk about Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh,
yeah.
You're, like, my favorite.
Yeah.
You'd be my friend.
He's really excited about Jodie Whittaker.
Yeah, that's great.
That's nice. That's
like,
nice.
Maybe with a new showrunner, maybe he'd be willing.
That'd
be
fun. Really
oh, 9 and 13.
Stuff.
Let's do that.
9 and 13?
9 and 13.
Yes. I still want them to do something with it. It's so
I
bad.
I wish they would do just... I feel like they... There's just, like, so much cool stuff there that we've only just seen, like, the surface of that we never got to
revisit.
Yeah.
And he does Big Finish stuff all the time.
Yes.
And he does conventions all the time. Like, it's still a big
thing. It's a thing.
Thing
yeah.
for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's such a great actor.
Why are you just on my shoe now?
Because it's hers.
Yeah. The shoe belongs to her.
Yeah, that's her shoe.
Sorry.
I like how you haven't retied your shoe.
Well...
No, she may as well not even bother.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just going to continue playing.
She hates it.
So this is
the whole thing.
Slightly different form of this question, which is, what if Doctor Who has always been like super, super incredibly popular, and he guest starred. See, like
they did this in Supernatural and Lawful.
Oh, did they? Did they?
Did they have Doctor Who on Supernatural?
They unfortunately did not, but they had an episode where they get...
Oh,
they
the Scooby-Doo episode.
No. There's another one.
There's another one.
There's an episode where they keep ending... They haven't aired the Scooby-Doo one yet. I'm really
oh, okay.
They,
is the Scooby-Doo Supernatural
they're
one?
They're doing
over.
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
I've seen
that's
pictures.
Funny. That's funny. That's very funny.
There's an episode, though, where they end up in all these different TV shows.
Uh-huh.
They're being controlled by, like, a trickster who you find out is actually a guardian angel. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
But they keep, like, every time they start to figure out, like, how to work in that universe, they get put into a different television show.
Oh, that's
and, like,
a fun
a
idea.
There's a medical show that's
Did,
supposed to be, like, Grey's
Are they just, like, shows that are like things, or are they actually shows? Like, did they actually put them in, like, you know, Perfect Strangers or something?
They're,
or is it a show that's
all shows
like...
that are supposed to be like... Show, like,
okay.
Clearly,
right.
that's supposed to be Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
Yeah.
And
right,
but it,
right.
with the exception of what's the one with the talking car?
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Well,
they probably got
the rights to it.
They have.
The
well,
car.
It's still the Impala. because that's like a big part of the show, right, that they drive an Impala.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But like Sam is the voice of the Impala. One of the brothers is the voice of the Impala, and he's like is the car.
Okay, that's kind of funny. That's
and
kind
he
of
has
funny.
To like work with him as the car.
Okay.
So that was pretty on the nose.
Now she's going after mine.
Now she's going after your shoes. No, I was just thinking like, oh, you know, because you remember like Batman was in Scooby Doo for a little while, and you know that kind of thing. It's like that would actually be really fun to like see like. I don't know, like the third doctor in some, you know what I mean?
Wait.
She's like, no. She's like, no, Ken. No means no, Ken. She's like, oh, get away.
He was the only returning doctor for two doctors. See, he gets like mind controlled or something, and then he's like the bad guy.
That's
why?
Awful.
Why?
That is a bummer. I haven't seen that one.
But he's also
it's not
the salamander.
Great.
Salamander?
He's salamander.
Yeah.
Which was, I love that.
Yeah, I did too.
It's
I did too.
A little ridiculous, but it's really fun.
A little ridiculous. It's very ridiculous. But it's but it is fun. It is fun, yeah.
A lot of them are very
the salamander. I'm surprised I actually remembered that.
Was he supposed to be like a Hitler type?
He was supposed to be sort of like a Hitler type
I
character.
Think so.
Yeah, he's definitely like a
yeah.
kind of despot tyrant.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was a
she's going crazy.
Yeah. It was like he was a dictator, but he made everyone bully. And he had all those people who he was keeping underground.
Right.
He was like, you're the only survivors. But meanwhile, like, everything was still
right.
running above ground.
Right. Yeah.
Because he, I think, wanted to, like,
well, that'd
know,
be interesting.
Wipe everyone out and then bring those people
That
back.
Would be really interesting to have one of the doctors go back to the salamander
I
period.
Think.
That'd be interesting.
I think salamander should, he fell into the time vortex. At the end of that episode, he didn't die technically. I think he should regenerate as a different actor.
Oh, that would be interesting. Oh, that'd be interesting.
Since we're wishing for stuff,
why not?
Why not?
It's kind of turned into like a wish list episode.
It kind of has.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. Colin Baker was somebody else before he was a doctor.
Yeah, I remember
that.
He was a guard or something.
He was a soldier.
Soldier, yeah.
And I think
yeah.
he shot five,
yes.
didn't he?
Yep, mm-hmm. yep, yep.
Which I want the episode where they explain why that's the face that Fire
that it came that it came that it came back with. Yeah,
I want to be somebody violent now. What's the most violent face?
Yeah,
it was like maybe it was just a face. So, oh, that bastard that shot me. Oh fuck, that's what I was thinking of when I picked. God damn it, now I'm stuck with this one. That's why he's so cranky.
That's what it is.
He wasn't paying attention. It's like in Ghostbusters. Where he's like, I just had to think of something, and all I could think about was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. All I could think about was the guy that shot me. God damn it.
Do you guys think that it's going to be a conscious decision when 12 regenerates into a woman?
I'm wondering, because, like, there's that line where Bill said, wasn't there a line in that
the
last episode?
Says,
yeah.
Is the future going to be all girl or something like that? Is that what you're thinking?
No, Bill said something like, I like young women or something. Doesn't she say something like that?
Do you think the doctor has something for Bill? And
I don't know. I don't know. Or if it's just maybe that's what he's thinking.
Well, there's also that theory that the doctor, part of the reason that the doctor regenerates is because of companions. Like companions, like the reason that 12 is Scottish is because Amy was Scottish.
That's a theory. Oh,
that's interesting.
But I don't know that I don't know that that really tracks if you go all the way back.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
I think that that's a cute kind of
explanation
for
something that they hadn't really planned on having
exactly.
to try to
like,
explain.
Scottish.
Yeah.
Why is he Scottish?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're wondering the reason why he's Scottish, if you're still on that, get over it.
I never thought about it.
I didn't really either.
I've got the Scooby-Doo song stuck in my head now.
I hate Scooby-Doo.
What?
I hate Scooby-Doo.
What?
I don't like Hanna-Barbera cartoons in general.
I'm
outside of like the original
fan.
Tom
oh,
and Jerry, I don't like Hanna-Barbera.
How am I friends with you two?
Well, Tom and Jerry actually at least looked
was
legit.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
the thing. Like Tom and Jerry was so well animated, and Hanna-Barbera, their whole model, like business model,
was
cheap, let's get out cheap. As much as possible for the same amount of money.
Yeah.
How dare you?
So everything is just really cheap, and they just recycle ideas constantly.
Dare you?
I'm not a fan of Hanna-Barbera. Like there are some things I like, but
okay.
I like Huckleberry Hound.
It's okay. You can be wrong. It's fine. It's totally fine. Yeah.
Doctor Who on the Muppets. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, too. Yeah, that'd be a good one, too.
See?
Oh, my God.
I will send you this. We're going to post this. This will show up on, right?
No.
Okay.
Wait, who's Beaker supposed to be?
Somebody with a skirt?
Yeah.
Romana,
too.
Okay.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. There's an actual, awesome. there's a Muppet Wiki. Who knew that there was a Muppet Wiki?
Of course there's a Muppet.
There's a Wiki for
everything. Everybody loves Muppets. Who doesn't love Muppets?
Scraps.
Oh, that's not true. I disown you if that's the case, Kat. She's like, screw you, man. She always kind of has that look, though, on her face, like, screw you. Yeah. Who are you?
She's 16 years old. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
Oh, the elderly cat.
That look at me was, why did you stop petting me?
Yeah.
That's true. I feel like Miss Piggy would, like, be a moving force on one of those doctors. You know?
I think she's a moving force on pretty much anyone.
Yeah.
That's true.
With Miss Piggy. Yeah. All the ones on Sesame Street, they're the monsters. Like, yeah. Sully is a monster.
Yeah.
What about, like, animals?
Well, not Big Bird. Yeah, not Big Bird.
Yeah, but...
Is he like an ostrich?
He's just a big bird.
Really, he's just a big bird, okay.
In the South American Sesame Street, he's a parrot.
Really?
Yeah, he's a big green parrot.
No kidding.
So he's green. He looks different.
Huh? Yeah, he looks different.
And he has a different beak?
Yeah, slightly.
Huh.
It's a little more curved, I think, from what I remember.
Now we're just looking at Muppet Doctor.
Muppet Doctor. Exactly.
So maybe that's what they should do. They should cross over.
I think Gonzo would get along really well with 2 or 11.
Yeah. The kind of zany.
Yeah, I agree.
Disused Yeti?